Larry Stevens is an evolutionary biologist. For the last 41 years, he's dedicated much of his life to the study and salvation of springs like this one. Stevens stands in a huge alcove carved out of a sandstone cliff on a remote Grand Canyon trail. He holds a measuring cup under a stream of water that drips from a cluster of bright green ferns.
Dripping Springs is a fairly small spring. We're looking at half a gallon a minute here of flow.
And yet, he says creatures from miles around depend on the water that collects in the 3-foot-wide pool below. Other Grand Canyon springs can be enormous, gushing thousands of gallons per minute. Whatever their size, Stevens says springs play a key role in supporting the surrounding landscape, especially in the dry West.
Springs are surprisingly numerous in the western U.S., but many springs have been really heavily affected by human beings. They've been modified for grazing and livestock, for water supplies for housing, and the groundwater tables are declining in many cases, so the springs are drying up.
He says scientists estimate 90% of springs in the western U.S. have been devastated. He says that's part of what makes the springs in the Grand Canyon so precious.
So having a large landscape like Grand Canyon, in which many of the springs are in almost pristine condition, is just a remarkable laboratory for understanding how the ecology of these ecosystems works.
When Stevens learned that an Italian company had resurrected plans to build an enormous resort-style development in the tiny town of Tucson, his heart sank. The town is just a couple miles south of the canyon. County voters rejected a similar plan 11 years ago, largely over concerns about water. For Larry Stevens and other critics, the questions remain. Where would the developers get the water to support such a huge project? And if they drill wells, could they drain the seeps and springs that feed the Grand Canyon?
Their concerns are definitely warranted.
That's Don Bills. He's a hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. In 2007, he authored what many consider the most comprehensive study of the region's hydrology to date.
We found that any kind of groundwater development is going to cause eventually a decline in spring discharge at seeps and springs along the south rim of the Grand Canyon.
That's because any drilling in the area would tap into the same aquifer that feeds the Grand Canyon. It's called the Red Wall Moab Aquifer. It's deep, 3,000 feet down, and very expensive to drill. Bill says he doesn't know how much or how fast drilling might affect the aquifer. It could take days to decades. He says wells closer to the rim, like any drilled in Tucson, could have a faster and larger impact. The developer, the Stilo Group, isn't saying where it plans to get its water. Grady Gamage is a land use lawyer representing the company.
There's a bunch of different alternatives.
Including drilling, he says.
There are areas up there where we believe there is a readily accessible groundwater source. And there are potential sources of water that can be transported either by pipeline or rail.
That's what the Stilo Group planned to do 11 years ago when they proposed a similar project. Back then, the deal involved federal land and required a detailed environmental analysis. The review cautioned against drilling, so the Stilo Group agreed to ship water in via rail. This time round, they're planning to build on private land. That means they have to meet only Arizona standards, and those are more lax. Grady Gamage.
The process they're going through now is the process that anyone who goes through seeking to develop private property in the state of Arizona goes through. And that process is not one where you have to figure out all your water solutions way far in advance.
It also means you have the right to any water under your land, no matter the impact on the surrounding environment. Perhaps no one has more at stake in this controversy than the Havasupai tribe of Native Americans. Tim Ukwala is a member of the Havasupai Tribal Council. He grew up playing along these banks of the sparkling blue Havasu Creek. The creek winds through an isolated valley of lush cottonwoods and farmlands off the Grand Canyon. It's where this tribe of around 750 people have made their home for at least 800 years. All thanks, Ukwala says, to the water in Havasu Creek.
It's our life, you know. It makes everything grow down here in this little tiny spot. You know, if you hike in, you'll see nothing but rocks, sand, and gravel. And then once you turn a curve, it just opens up to all this green.
The creek gets its water from the same area the Stilo Group might drill. Ukwala's worried because he says the company hasn't reached out to the tribe or shared details about their plans. He worries pumping might reduce the flow to Havasu Creek and have a devastating impact.
I wonder, you know, what happened to the Hohokam or the Anasazi. They might have ran out of water or something and they had to move, or they just died out. That's a thought, you know, I don't want to see happen down here. If our water ever dried out, where would we go?
Because the Havasupai have federal standing, they might have the strongest legal case to stop any development that could harm their land. Ukwala said that for now, they're considering their options. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Claudine LaMonaco.